Drive into summer savings at Burt Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on complete car care services like free alignment checks, $20 off any Valvoline oil change, $20 AC checks, and $25 off any service over $250. Burt Brothers Tire and Service.
Read all the stories about BYU sports no one else has heard. Go to KSLSports.com for exclusive columns by BYU insider Mitch Harper. That's KSLSports.com.
Did you hear that, Mitch? They said your name. You're famous, man. Mitch Harper, yeah. Read his byline right there at KSLSports.com. And, of course, you can hear me on JJ and Alex every afternoon on 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone. We still have a lot to break down. Boy, this is going to be an interesting week. There's a lot to break down. There's going to be a lot still to ask in terms of questions that are going to be for this BYU program. And, interesting to see what's going to happen over the next few weeks with this program. And as BYU goes out and hits the road and starts recruiting and they don't have a bowl game to prep for, Mitch, it's going to be wild. It's going to be kind of a crazy time for them. By the way, First and 12 is always brought to you by Macy's. Macy's Grocery Store, the best and most fresh fruits and local farms, bringing you all sorts of good stuff. Macy's, happy shopping. Macy's, proud sponsors of our First and 12 program this year, and we appreciate their support. Mitch, let's get into our one of our favorite moments of the week. We get to hear some from a lot of people with Southern accents, which makes our show sound even more important when we talk about football. So let's get into it here. It's our Sound Roundup.
Big 12 Sound Roundup.
Check 1, 2.
The best bites, cheap shots, and excuses from Saturday's post-game news conferences.
Hey, this thing on? Turn me up! Turn me up! Let's go. Big 12 Sound Roundup. Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian. He's getting turned up, maybe. No, maybe not. I don't know. Steve Sarkisian enjoying, though, the win as the Longhorns are going to the Big 12 championship game once again.
Well, I mean, I think it's very gratifying. You know, we came here, you know, and I accepted this job. I didn't, and I've told you the guys this before, but I think this is important. I didn't accept this job just to be a head coach again. You know, I felt like at that point in my career, I knew I would be one again. But I took this job because I felt like we could be champions here and we could win championships year after year and whatever that would look like, but at least put ourselves in position to do that. And obviously the road was hard and it was long. The first year was very difficult. Last year we played some good football. We had some ups and downs, and we got into this night last year coming out beating Baylor, but we put our destiny in somebody else's hands and it didn't happen. We didn't get into the Big 12 championship game last year because of our own doing earlier in the season. And this year, this whole idea that, you know, we wanted to leave no doubt and we wanted to control our own destiny. And naturally, when we stubbed our toe early in October, I told you guys and I told the team, I mean, the first thing I put up every Monday morning for about the next week's game, this is a Big 12 championship game. And we had to go 1 week at a time. We couldn't afford to stub our toe again. We couldn't afford to stub our toe tonight. I mean, it took us all the way until the end. And so now, as I told the team Monday morning when I put it up, this is a Big 12 championship game. Now it actually is. Now we're finally here. And so to be 11-1 at a place like this, this is kind of where I felt like we should be, you know. And I recognize at the University of Texas there's high expectations and there's a high standard of what excellence looks like. But our internal expectations, my internal expectations, are that and probably above. And that's what we came here to do. And now we've put ourselves in position to go do it. And like I said, it feels great. It's wonderful. But the work's not done.
There's Sark. BYU fans can at least feel good about one BYU quarterback getting it done this year. You were waiting on that joke all season, right? So here we are with it. So Sark and the Longhorns going to go to the Big 12 championship game. Good for them. I love how he sounds so calm in his press conferences. I'm like, this guy will go after you. You better watch out. Speaking of guys that will go after you, and he does not pull punches, Mike Gundy, head football coach for Oklahoma State. What his team did to get that win over BYU, kind of some adversity, and then what they found out about themselves a little bit as a team yesterday.
Hard on ourselves to get to where we want to go, but that was a really good win for our team. Very proud of them. I told them in the locker room that starting to sound like a broken record now after last week and then this game is I think it's pretty fair to say that the situation we were in and behind, and they did a good job. They had a lot of different things. They could put all their chips out, no matter what their hand was. You know, they could have a poor hand and put them all out. They did the right thing. They were trying to win at all costs. Makes it difficult. We were concerned about that. We talked about them having several different fakes and things and special teams. And we were right. We just didn't. We couldn't defend them the way we should have. But guys kept playing. Coaches did a great job of adjusting at halftime. Players grabbed the information, took it out there. You know, it was that one wasn't an easy one to come back when you have to throw a few passes. It's raining pretty good now out there, and we were able to throw and catch. So I told them I was proud of them. It's a good culture win for us. They're learning how to dig themselves out of a hole, not point fingers at each other. Coaches don't point fingers at each other. They absorb information on the sideline, make changes, take it back out on the field, and go play.
That's Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy. I got to say, Alex, I love his kind of informal style where he's just got a cup in the hand. He'll walk away from the mic and just start having a one-on-one conversation.
I love how he almost forgets. He almost forgets who he was playing, too. He goes, yeah, the team out there, there's what were they? They were blue, right? Anyway, they played a pretty good game, but we didn't really pay attention to that. We were doing our own thing out there. And you know what? Like, he – man, this raspy voice, though, really does let me get into my Mike Gundy a little bit.
It does.
I could do it all day. No, but that's a guy who I – you know, we were sort of – we sort of dissed on Mike Gundy at the beginning of the year, right? We were like, this guy's act is over, right? We were like, this guy, he is – he's this guy who won't embrace the portal. He's this guy who won't embrace NIL. He acts like he's better than college football. He acts like he's better than everybody else he's interviewing. He gave us the cold shoulder at Big 12 Media Day, and I thought, what a total jerk this dude is. And, you know, in the end, he's got his own style, and he did exactly what Mike Gundy always does. He surprises people. He outcoaches people, and that's exactly what he did against BYU yesterday, and that's why they find themselves in the Big 12 championship game coming up on the second. So, impressive.
They've won a lot of games, Oklahoma State, that probably no one would have ever expected them to win. You think about the growth of that program since he took over in 2005, walking around the campus. This town doesn't have much, Alex, but, man, they've got some big-money facilities on campus. You rock around the town and think, how does this place have this much money pumped into their facilities? It's pretty special. It's a byproduct of the belief that Mike Gundy instilled in that football program, and of course the pockets of Boone Pickens, the late Boone Pickens. But still, Mike Gundy got them to believe that they could win at a high level, and they're doing it once again after a season that was just looked to be down and out. They were once the 14th team in our Big 12 power rankings, for goodness sake.
They proved
us wrong, and now they're going to Arlington. This league, man, it's like what the people in the NBA say, this league, when they tweet out on X, this league, man, that's the Big 12. There is no nights off in the Big 12.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, the Pac-12's had quite a year, right? But the Big 12 is competitive, man. I mean, it's like you can set your watch by a lot of the games in the SEC and in the Big Ten. You cannot do that with the Big 12. And so, you know, case in point, BYU almost beating Oklahoma and Oklahoma State over the past 2 weeks. And they've certainly had upsets across the conference all season long. So, all right, let's jump in here. We'll take another break. We'll come back. Our program is always brought to you by Macy's. Happy shopping. We'll come back. We've got our Four Corners whip around. Yeah, the new teams that are adding to the conference. What a weird weekend for the University of Utah and Colorado. It's like, who wants to play this game? You? You? Not you? Well, okay. Well, we'll see how it goes. More to go around the corner. It's 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone. It's KSL News Radio, and it's 1st and 12. Join us.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.